Celtics fans, find your beach for the game with an ice cold Corona and go to the 98.5 The Sports Hub contest page and show us what brings you luck for a C's game. It could be a lucky hat, your dog, your favorite seat on the couch, and you could win Corona and Celtics branded gear. Courtesy of Corona, official import beer of the Boston Celtics. Relax responsibly. Rules and restrictions apply.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
Most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
I just came.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Hi there, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Mazzarotti on a Tuesday where it is still football season. Yep, don't you know? Super Tuesday is Super Bowl week. A little bit of a different look and feel this year. Maz and Murray back in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. I'm in the remote A-hole chair location as usual. Maz, Murray, how you guys doing?
Hello, Michael.
Very good, thank you.
All right, guys. So if we were in Tampa, we'd still be having this fella on every Tuesday. It's the way it works. Greg Bedard, except he's from his palatial couch in his leafy Metro West suburb or wherever the heck Greg Bedard resides. How you doing, big boy?
Good. How are we doing, fellas?
Okay, we're doing good. Okay, I don't know. Bring them up a little bit. I think it's like a 4 on a scale of 10 right now. Give it to me again. Greg, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, a little bit better. Yeah, a little bit better. For a second there,
Greg,
you sounded...
Greg, don't touch anything on your end. I'll take care of it on my end.
Okay? Yeah, Greg, don't play with the knobs, Greg.
Don't touch it. Peter.
Don't do nothing.
Okay, Greg, if you can, give me your takeaway on the Bradford Goff trade and you know what it means for the league, what it means for the Patriots, most importantly.
Well, for the Patriots, look, I think they assessed a value on the player, and I think it was accurate. Second rounder and a quote-unquote player. I've been trying to find out who the player is. I haven't heard anything, and it might just usually in these sort of deals, it's come to us with a list of 4 or 5 players, and then we'll figure out who the player is.
And I'm sorry to cut you off so quickly, because it just popped in my head like 20 minutes ago. What if the player was Stidham? What if they said a second rounder and Stidham? Would you put it past him to do that?
No, totally in play. Completely.
I would put that past him. I mean, look, you know that's a hang-up as soon as it happens.
Well, but that's how they do. Like, that's what you do, right? Never ask, never get. Just throw it against the wall. I know a lot of people who do business like that. My father, God bless him, still does his heart like that. When I first moved to Boston, this is no joke, in 1988, he said, "Why don't you try out for the Bruins?" I said, "What do you mean try out for the Bruins? I haven't played hockey since I was 12 years old, 13 or 15 years old, whatever it is." He said, "Never ask, never get." And that's the way he does business. He'll give you the most outlandish offer you ever heard of in your life. Like, what are we doing? And that feels like the Patriots to me. Yeah, a second rounder and Stidham. You'll love this kid. He's developing.
Your father sounds like mine, for crying out loud.
Right?
Seriously. No. Just quickly, for telling stories. He went to buy a car, and the guy said to him, "What do you want to pay for this car?" My father said, "Honestly, I don't want to pay a nickel for it. You want to give it to me? I'm good."
I'm sorry for the story time there, but either way, we're not surprising one bit. If the Patriots had a second and Stidham, we have this good young quarterback that we're developing. You'll like him.
Okay. I mean, fair enough. But I think that, look, that Stafford didn't want to come here and basically from the outset said that it was the one team. Not great, but I don't think it's a big surprise when you talk to people around the league in terms of how hard does this guy want to be coached? Does he really want to play outdoors? Does he want to live in a place like Boston where it's a little bit more intense? I would say the answers are no on a lot of those things. But one thing to keep in mind now that we have a little bit of more information and some hindsight in all this, the Patriots at the end of the day were not the only teams that Stafford said no to. He also said no to the Panthers and the Broncos. So the Patriots are not alone. And when you group those three teams together, the conclusion is Stafford wanted to go where he thought he had the best chance to win immediately. And look, you can take it negatively and say, oh, the Patriots have fallen so far that they're grouped in with the Broncos and a rebuilding Panthers team. And that might be fair. But look, that's where they are right now. And until they change the narrative sometime this offseason, that's the way it's going to be.
You know, and it's a shame because I thought, I mean, the team is and the organization is definitely in that spot, but they still have Bill Belichick, and I thought that would be worth something. You know, I mean, if a rebuilding team, but Don Shula's your coach. I think that would give you some juice, I thought. We have a rebuilding team, but Bill Walsh has come back and he's going to coach. Like, I don't know. I just thought that would be worth something. And maybe it still will, Greg. It just wasn't obviously in this case. That begets the question, too, though. Do they really want Stafford, or is it just one of those things where, well, if the price is right, I mean, we'd be stupid to say no if they take a second and Stidham for him. And again, I'm just making that the Stidham part up. But if, you know, a second and a player that we're okay giving up, yeah, we'll take him. But that's not the apple of our eye. Or how do you think that is? Do they even have an apple of their eye? Or are they just going to sit there and do what they did last year and say, we have a price at this position, and whoever meets it, that's going to be the guy?
Well, I'm not sure that they have a distinct plan like this, like two names on a list, and this is who they want. I think they're going to be – I know it's not optimal, but I don't think they really have any other choice. I mean, Stafford, they were not gung-ho about Stafford. He is 33, or he's going to be 33. He's got a bad back. And there are questions about, you know, sort of his intangibles. The more you talk to people around the league, and I know I've had my own experiences with Matthew Stafford being in the NFC North and also on different assignments for Sports Illustrated and things like that. I've spent a fair amount of time in that Lions locker room over the years. And, you know, there's been some interactions where I've sort of questioned, is this really sort of the guy? He does not give off the alpha male, you know, I'm the straw that stirs the drink in the locker room type of guy. He's more of a sort of a meek follower type, and the Patriots don't like those type of guys. So I think that there are a lot of questions about what his ceiling is, and I have a lot of questions about what McVay and the Rams are doing. And in terms of Sean McVay seems to be turning into John Gruden, like, you know, getting very fixated on my scheme's really good. If it's not working, it's the players. When Gruden was in Tampa, he caught lightning in a bottle with Brad Johnson. Then it was a constant QB shuffle every single year, and he became more and more isolated. McVay's losing more and more assistants. There are some people who are concerned in the league where the Rams are going.
Okay, back to the Patriots. You don't think they have a list? You don't think they have a target?
No, I've been calling around. I've been talking to people. I know that they feel okay where they are.
Where they're going. Okay, but are they okay with where they are?
No, obviously they're not okay today, right where they are right now. Obviously
at that,
not.
At that position, what do you mean? You need to clarify that.
Yeah, when you say where they're going, where are they going?
Well, they look at the landscape, which I told you that they were going to do after the season. And they think that they see some dominoes falling that will become advantageous to them. And they also know that there are a couple of players who, let's just say, they're very interested in playing for the Patriots. Now, when those dominoes fall, I don't know. But I think there is a confidence, and you guys, I'm sure you'll scoff at it. I'm just the messenger.
Okay.
Don't shoot me. No, I know there is confidence over there that things will be revealed in time, that things will be just fine in Foxborough.
Okay, so, Greg, when you say players who want to play for the Patriots, I mean, is Garoppolo one of them? Garoppolo wants to come back?
Well, I don't know. I don't have any names for you.
Do you mean quarterbacks or, like, defensive tackles? Who are you talking about?
Quarterbacks.
Special teamers.
Quarterbacks.
Okay. Thank you. We're all bursting at the seams with gunners and guys to cover punts and things of this nature. Long snappers, got it, okay? Quarterbacks, you think that the Patriots are confident that they will have someone they like in their, you know, in their grasp when it's all said and done?
Yes, and will that be necessarily be a popular name to Patriots fans and to you guys? Maybe not. And I'm hesitant to offer up any possible names because you would probably laugh at them. But I have not been told any names.
I have a very low bar, so you're. I like bad quarterbacks. I will root for a bad quarterback with the best of them. So there is no name that. Oh, just don't give me Cam Newton. And I'm pretty much happy.
No, I want names. And so listen, I'm willing to sign a contract. You are just the messenger.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm not yet.
Bill.
Yeah. And if I get angry,
it's natural that you have to look at guys who may become available. That may become available and may be able to engineer where they go. And I would think Garoppolo would be on that list. I would think Derek Carr would be on that list. I would think Sam Darnold could be on that list. I think Gardner Minshew could be on that list. So those are some of the names that I just came up with. No one has told me any of those names, but in terms of what I have been told and some of the, I don't know, quote-unquote hints that I've been given, I would say those type of guys would be on that list of players who would like to come here and play.
Good God, Greg, you freaking idiot. Seriously, you think Gardner – I'm just kidding. You said don't bless the messenger. I'm just joking. I don't mind any of those guys.
I
don't love the Minshew thing.
Why? I do.
Because they should be able to do better than that. And I'll tell you, and again, Greg, this is not your fault, okay? It's not your fault. Now you sound like Robin Williams at Goodwill Hunting, for crying out loud.
Can I have a hug?
Not your fault.
Can I have a hug?
But I look at it and say the general premise of, no, sit tight. There are going to be some pieces that shake free, and we're going to be there to pick up the pieces when they do. I don't like that. Like, because to me, you are leaving it to the whims and the mercy of the system. I don't like that. So a guy like Stafford was available. Watson is available. Jimmy G might be. But if I'm them right now, I am pounding on the door. I am calling San Francisco going, what are you guys going to do? What are you going to do? Because we want Jimmy. Yep. So if you're going to move Jimmy, we want him. And look, maybe they've done that. But and I understand that. You know, how they're presenting it to you and how it might be in reality are two different things. But the idea that they are just going to sit and wait and let stuff shake out bugs me to no end. Because I view that as passive, and I don't think you can be passive with the quarterback position, the most important position in sports.
Tony, I agree with you. And this is why I, you know, flew off the handle about Alex Smith when it really wasn't specifically about Alex Smith. It was, really, we're going to do this all over again? We just went through this in 2020, and it was terrible, and it wasn't good for anybody. So you guys just went through that for no reason? Like, why didn't they sign Jameis Winston last year to bring him in here? So at least now he would have a second year in the system. At least that's something, and we would have known something about Jameis last year. I think Jameis is on the list of possibilities for this team as well, and I'm not crazy about that. I think his delivery is too long. It takes too long. It's not good for the scheme, but I think he's on the list.
Okay, so that's the prime topic. It's really just follow-up from the weekend trade, the Goff trade, Stafford refusing to go to New England and other places, according to Greg Bedard. It wasn't a no-trade list of one. It was Stafford shot down a couple other teams as well. Be that as it may, you're still lumped in, if that's true, with the Carolinas and Denvers of the world. So that's the lead item at 617-779-0985. I also want Greg's reaction because this happened after he was on with us last week. Belichick not going to the Senior Bowl, in fact, going on vacation during the Senior Bowl. The Patriots coaching staff potentially turning down a chance to coach in the Senior Bowl. Want his reaction to that. And Danny Amendola's comments about the Patriot way being about Brady, not Bill. All of that and your calls at 617-779-0985 right after this.
Boston's home for sports. Failure in mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A smart sports bettor knows where to find the best odds before placing a bet. And that's why smart bettors use PropSwap, America's marketplace, to buy and sell sportsbook tickets. PropSwap customers always find the best odds because you're buying directly from other bettors like yourself. See a ticket you like but think the price is too high? Submit a bid for a price you think is fair and then buy it. Become a smarter sports bettor today. Go to PropSwap.com right now. PropSwap, where America buys and sells sportsbook tickets.
Felger and Mass.
Mike, you there?
Yeah, good. Hold on, I have a landline. This is my landline, yep.
Now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
When you see Patriot Way in the dictionary, it's going to have Tom Brady's name next to it. Tom Brady is the Patriot Way, and that's the reason why Tom Brady's in the Super Bowl right now and the Patriots aren't.
Tom Brady was 75% of why the New England Patriots became a dynasty, and I'll give Coach Belichick 25%.
Tom is gone and Bill can't win no more. So what free agents coming through? Tom out and didn't have a plan, and now the team is in no man's land. Blood.
If anything, this season proved is that people were coming to New England to be with Tom Brady, to play with Tom Brady, not because they were in awe of the great coach that Bill Belichick was.
Tom Brady proved that he deserved far more respect, adulation, and deference from Bill Belichick than he received.
It is a pity that you lost that man. All it's done is just hurt the brand. Oh, Bill, your time is running out. The winning's over and there's damage done. Good luck ever signing it.
Another cut from Murray's album that we've been working on, and he's been working on for a while.
Murray's greatest hits.
It's tremendous. It's not even greatest hits. No, it's just one singular inspiration.
We're going to put it out at the holidays. Call it Have a Murray Christmas.
Yeah, 2 weeks worth of blowing leading into the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's a two CD set. Yeah. Bedard, do you think the Pats are going to have trouble luring people?
No, I don't. You know, look, you can't take Stafford or Watson for that matter and group them in with everybody else. These are specialized situations where they can dictate where they want to go, and not everybody wants to be in this type of atmosphere, and that's fine. It's always been that way. But in terms of the rank and file free agents, guys who don't have control over where they're going to go, no, I don't think they're going to have any issues. You know, it's the same thing we talked about. The size of the stack and how quickly those guys get their money. That's the name of the game.
Stack of money. I agree, and that's where I've always been. You know, I feel that way. But again, Greg, I try and just call it as I see it, and I just saw a guy who didn't want to be here, a pretty high-profile guy. So I've got to take that into account. It might not be as simple as I think it's going to be. You know, so, I mean, I could be stubborn and just stick with my take, but I don't know. There was a high-profile quarterback that could have helped you. You wanted on some level, and he didn't want you.
Well, so, Mike, just on this circumstance in particular, I'll just say, think of it this way. If the Patriots, say they were a quarterback away, say they had good receivers, good tight ends, you know, good linebackers, all the other areas where they're deficient at this point. Say they were good. Say they were one player away, a good quarterback. Do you think Matthew Stafford would be a no-brainer? Do you think he would take that trade?
No.
I don't necessarily think so.
I don't know. I don't think he would. I don't think he wants to come here. And sure. I know he said no to other teams, but I think he said no here first. And obviously, I think part of it is Danny Amendola, you know, whispering in his ear for the last 3 years, having to work for that doofus, you know, Matt Patricia, now he's got to follow him, like all that stuff, the whole Patriot thing. And so maybe he ain't the only one, Greg. I mean, maybe
I also think it's Matthew Stafford just being a wuss. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, this is a guy, there's a lot of questions about that. We'll see. I mean, look, he's tough. He's played through injuries, all that stuff. There's no question about that. But in terms of, you know, coaching and atmosphere and weather and things like that, a lot of questions about this guy in terms of that.
Yeah, you know, can I just say, though, they've ceased being special.
Right.
Okay, the idea that the Patriots are still special is gone.
I still thought Bill would have a some sort of lore. I thought he would.
Yeah, and look, that doesn't mean I think any less of Bill Belichick as a coach or the organization as a whole or what have you. I'm just telling you that in the eyes of the players, the Patriots aren't special anymore.
I'm not saying that off of Matthew Stafford. No way.
Yeah, I am. Not solely off of Matthew Stafford. I just think that players believe in Brady. I think they look at Brady and they say, that's the guy. And so, you know, the lore, put it this way, Greg, if Matthew he didn't cite the Patriots as being a place he wanted to go because of Bill. So even if it wasn't as bad a no as you're saying, he still lumps them in with Denver and Carolina. They're just another team to him.
Well, I mean, that's where they are. I mean,
exactly.
It's just reality. I mean, but what is that? You know, who said they were like special all these years?
I think there were times
where they weren't that special. They lost out on guys. What about Adam Beasley? What about Cole Beasley,
yep.
Adam Humphries, all these guys in recent years? Were they special when Tom was here?
Well, I would argue yes. And that, you know, they would still make
it. Why didn't they come here?
Okay, but it's not 100%. I'm not telling you that. But I think the special was Brady. And again, I'm saying in the eyes of other players, the special was Brady. And
yeah,
so,
I just think you're wrong, and I think there's plenty of evidence to say that that's wrong.
I mean, let's see how it goes then. Because I think that things are going to be different for them, and I'm not saying impossible. I think different.
Greg, up until the weekend, I was with you 1,000%. I agree with that. Exactly. When you had Tom Brady, you still couldn't lure receivers here. It's true. Absolutely. It's just now here we are. We've turned the page. Brady's long gone, and now you're building on your own merits. And the first domino fell, and he wanted nothing to do with you. So unlike the rest of you in your take bunker who are just stubborn, I don't look at it that way.
Mike, let's go ahead.
I respond to actual events and facts. And so the fact is the first domino fell, and he didn't fall here. So that's all. That's just a fact.
Another brick in the wuss wall for Stafford is, you think he really wanted to come here and after Brady and deal with all that that's going on?
He's coming here after Cam Newton.
Probably also a factor.
Oh, it's a soft landing. Actually, the bar is now much lower. That's the one thing Cam Newton did. You'll always be
compared to Tom Brady.
I got to say, I know he's had injuries, and the back thing is a concern. It's a concern for me, but this feels like spin. I'm sorry, yep. Not on your behalf, but you're just the messenger, like you said. But so they're still interested in Garoppolo, who's missed, what, over 20 games in his career? And they don't want Stafford, who has legitimately played through injuries?
No, I just think that there was a limit to how far they were going to go. Like, you know, okay, yeah, we'll take him and some of his warts that we think that he has, but it's only worth a second and probably the equivalent of a third. I mean, even if Gilmore was in the deal, because, you know, I get tweets about this all the time. You know, what about, you know, Gilmore for, you know, like number 29 or somebody? Oh, for the Packers, because the Packers do need better man covers corners. And I'm like, you think Gilmore's worth a first round pick? He's worth like a third round pick at this point, considering that he wants a new deal and he's hurt and he's old, or he's getting older. So good luck with that.
Yeah. And so look, this is what my concern is, Greg. The Patriots have this inflated sense of self.
Yes.
Okay. They have this inflated sense of self that because they're the Patriots that eventually, you know, things will break their way or people will want to come here or whatever it is. There's an inflated sense of self. So we're not trading Gilmore for anything less than a first. Good. Then pay him. Or you know, well, we can make do with another quarterback. And I feel like the attitude is so arrogant that it's going to end up hurting them.
Oh, the Stafford thing. And again, Greg, it's not you, but it feels so arrogant. They wanted him. They called Detroit. They made an offer. Found out he didn't want them. Now, yeah, loser. Freaking loser.
And I feel like the same thing is happening with Garoppolo.
Bad back, soft, loser, can't handle the pressure. Like, oh boy, that was quick. Boy, you know, hey, Patriots, you suck. I want, you know, just like, you know, maybe someone needs to grab someone by the collar down there and say, you know, you suck. You're not good. You're 7-9. So how about you drop the attitude? Like, I feel that.
Look,
I feel that too.
Look,
man.
Just to argue the other side of the coin a little bit in terms of what the Patriots do have to offer any of these guys, this is how it works in the NFL for people who don't know. So what happens, especially for desirable free agents, let's see the guys who go on the opening weekend. You know, the tampering period starts, and the teams reach out to the agents of the players, and they say, this is what we're willing to offer. And they get this from a variety of teams. They put it all on a sheet, the agents do, for the player, and they have different categories as far as, all right, playing time, position to succeed, off-field stuff, all these different categories, and it comes out. Some of the areas where the Patriots are going to come out in ahead of other teams and why they probably do have some confidence is that nobody's really going to top them as far as coaching. I mean, you could say whatever you want. It's true in terms of
– Where does that rank in importance, though, Greg? Come on. It's well down the list.
No, it's up there. And the other thing is
– No, it's down the list. It's down the list, big boy. It's down
by the coaches in terms of playing time. The Patriots, you know, they're not beholden to anybody. If they sign somebody to a big free agent deal, they're not beholden to them or draft picks or anything. The best players are going to play. That's true. Okay. And I do think that's up there, Mike. I think it's right below. It's among the group below money.
Okay, it's money playing time, 1-2. And when I say money, that also includes, you know, off-field endorsements, taxes in that area. So that whole ball of what can I make both on the field and off and all of it. So that's number one. And then number two is playing time. And then anything below that is the Grand Canyon. I am sorry. It is money and playing opportunity. And that's it.
And all right. So why would the Patriots have an issue with the first two? Why would they be so off the radar for all these other players?
No. Number two, they're fine. Number one, let's see.
Absolutely. You're 100% correct about that.
Are they willing to pay?
And I think the Patriots need to change how they do business. They can no longer get away with, we're in the ballpark, but hey, we have six rings, and you're going to be in the playoffs every year and in the final four and all that. They can't say that anymore. Now they need to come with, all right, We're competitive with the salary, guaranteed salary. It's not going to be all in roster bonuses. They're going to have to give up some money. Are they ready to do that? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I'm worried about that too.
We'll do a quick three up, three down with Greg Bedard on the season as we head into the Super Bowl and your calls, I promise. You're all sitting there. We'll get to you right after Big Jim Murray's update.
This Sports Hub on-demand content is brought to you by Cape Cod Cafe Pizza. Perfect for dinner, whether you cook it in the oven or on the grill. So next time you're out, grab a few Cape Cod Cafe pizzas. They're available at your local grocery's frozen food section, or just order them online at CapeCodCafePizza.com. Have it shipped directly to you to enjoy.
Getting you through the afternoon, one take at a time.
Oh my gosh, it was unbelievable.
It's Felger and Mass.
So why don't you just do that? Just do that thing.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, and now the radio.com app.
Now, it's time for three up.
Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Nice call.
And three down.
I don't even understand the call. You're trying to go vertical on third and four. I'd rather run him on a slant. With his size.
With Greg Bedard of BostonSportsJournal.com. Three up.
And the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
Three down.
He blows.
Here on Felger and Mez.
All right, this is how we're going to handle the Super Bowl edition. I thought we'd give you three players who impressed us during the season and three players who disappointed us. Simple as that. Across the whole NFL. Three up, three down. What player impressed you the most this season, Greg? Number one.
Michael, you did not specify players, so I did it on my own. So I just did three things I liked from the season, three things I didn't like.
Hi, Faye.
Okay, go ahead.
Can I get in on this too?
You did not specify it.
No, fine, go. Just go.
Jason Light, the plan that he had for the Bucs, the personnel, their Operation Shoeless Joe Jackson to get Brady down there, it all worked like gangbusters.
Okay, so that's a good one. I'd say I look at it in terms of whose stock went up and whose went down. And so, sorry, Greg, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, number one. Agreed.
Josh Allen's stock went up as much as anybody or more than anybody in the league this year. Absolutely.
Until he wore that big, humongous diaper in the AFC Championship game.
We'll get to that.
I went with Stephon Diggs, who helped Josh Allen tremendously.
Also good one.
But Stephon good Diggs one. Was number one for me.
Josh Allen, number one, most improved player in the league, biggest move in the league. It's clear, Josh Allen, and if you don't admit it, you're a diaper-filled baby, to steal a line. Go ahead. Number two.
A Deshaun Watson season in that wretched hellhole that is the Houston Texans, firing a coach after four games, everything that was going on. This guy completes over 70% of his passes, has the second-highest passer rating, throws for 4,800 yards. Just one of the best all-time seasons in NFL history on a losing team.
See, Greg, you actually can play the game. How about that? I went with Brady, and Brady didn't have much room to grow. But in the grand scheme of things, after all of that, Brady versus Bill, the whole nine yards, he took them to the Super Bowl. If it was possible, his stock went up. Unbelievable.
Two for me was Josh Allen. I thought about putting him at one, but I ultimately thought Diggs meant more. Two, Josh Allen, but Josh Allen played himself into the MVP conversation for a while. He's a legit starting quarterback now.
Okay, number three, Greg.
Let me see where Josh Allen is on my list. Oh, yeah, he's not. That's right. Number three, Tom Brady taking the Bucs to the Super Bowl. Like, if he lost in the conference championship game, whatever. But that he's there in the Super Bowl and we get 2 weeks of Bill versus Tom, that's just gold.
So I put two guys tied for the third spot because they were first two picks in the draft. Joe Burrow and Chase Young. Those two guys, studs. They are both freaking studs, and they are going to be forces in the league for a long time as long as Burrow stays healthy.
You might think I put Brady here, but I do not. I put Travis Kelce there. I think he's the most important piece, actually, in that Chiefs offense outside of Mahomes. I used to despise him. I used to think he was soft. And now he's just consistently dangerous. And I think Pats fans that still like Gronk or just like what Gronk did here better brace themselves for people saying he was historically better than Gronk if he keeps this up.
Okay, three down. Your three most disappointing players or things from the season, Greg?
Jack Easterby. Just holy mackerel. I mean, I've never seen a guy go from obscurity to like the biggest villain in the history of the NFL in one season. But congratulations, Jack Easterby.
Bill Belichick, his stock dropped through the floor this year. Through the freaking floor. Bill number one.
Good one.
Again, apparently I'm the only one that read the email. I went with players. Cam Newton. Cam Newton, who is washed up, and you understand why 31 other teams wanted nothing to do with him.
I read the email. We always allow for coaches on the list of players.
Well, we altered it because Greg came in and said, I'm going to do whatever I want. So now we all can do whatever we want. So blame Greg. Those are all good picks. I was going to say, you know, the decision-making in Houston. Because Easterby, did Easterby trade those first-round picks for Tunsil and the, you know, that Miami trade? Was he responsible for that?
No, that was O'Brien.
That was O'Brien, okay. Yeah. So, you know, that whole ball of suck, like, it is unbelievable. Had a good team. And it is what happened, how they have no team and no future because they have no draft picks. And it is, that whole thing is just unbelievable what has happened there. All right, number two, Greg.
Number two, related to that, Cal McNair, given an opportunity to, Cal McNair, the owner of the Texans, given an opportunity to pick Deshaun Watson or Jack Easterby, picked Jack Easterby.
I went with Ezekiel Elliott second. I thought he took a major step back this year. Major. And without a quarterback there, all of a sudden I look at Zeke Elliott and I say, I start to wonder if we've already seen the best of him. Whether it's over. Like, I really do. What a huge disappointment he was.
I went with Drew Brees. I thought it was evident as quickly as maybe week one that his arm was not the same. And he, like Cam Newton, also looks washed up.
Number three, Greg.
Number three, Bill Belichick in three parts. Bill Belichick for his playing a quarterback. Bill Belichick for the excuses he started trotting out midseason. And Bill Belichick for his press conferences that basically turned into kiss the rings towards the end of the season.
My third was Carson Wentz. Again, talk about a guy whose stock dropped through the floor. By the end of the year, he's on the sideline. Who knows if he's going to be in Philly anymore? This is a guy who's another number one pick in the draft, right? Wasn't Wentz number one overall?
No, he went after Goff.
Okay. Goff. So either way, I mean, you know, we're talking a top two pick in the draft. Huge drop.
I thought about him, but I ultimately went with Lamar Jackson because I thought he took a big dip after the MVP season. I thought that they had a nice run there, but he still proved he's way one-dimensional. So I thought it was a disappointing season for him, ultimately.
Okay, three up, three down from the league in the books. You can weigh in on that. Back to the Stafford situation and the Patriots situation, I promise. We haven't taken calls yet. We'll do it right after this quick break, and then we'll hear from you. Don't go anywhere.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app. Felger and Mass.
What are you talking about?
Number one.
Tell us what we said. Point A to point B, please.
Because they know how to build winning relationships.
No one keeps track of it other than you. We don't. The listeners don't. They have no idea what you're talking about.
Felger and Mass.
Oh, I think he's a tool bag.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
When you see there Patriot you Way in in the dictionary, it's going to have Tom Brady's name next to it. None of those coaches threw any passes. None of those coaches caught any passes. They got guys in the right position because they watch a lot of film and they spend all their time at the facility. But Tom Brady is the Patriot way, and that's the reason why Tom Brady's in the Super Bowl right now, and the Patriots aren't.
Yeah, it's one of the items on the board here with Greg Bedard, the Patriots' reputation across the league. That was a haymaker from Danny Amendola yesterday. So your thoughts on that and everything else. Let's go to your phones, as promised. Steve in Portland, Maine, waiting patiently. Go ahead, Steve. What do you got?
So I hear a little bit of chatter that maybe Matt Ryan to the Bears. And him and his wife, I think, from B.C., she's from Maine. Would you entertain your 15th pick for Matt Ryan?
Okay, Matt Ryan. Definitely not the 15th pick. And I would put Matt Ryan in the same category that I would put Matt Stafford. I've never really loved him. I'm not giving up a first-round pick, but would I take him for a couple of years as they develop whoever they draft this year or next? Yes, I would. Where do you think that is, Greg?
I'm about in the same camp as you, but I don't think it's happening. I don't think he's going to be traded from Atlanta. I think he's going to be sort of the bridge guy to whoever they get in this draft. And it's just too big of a hit, dead cap hit this year for them. The Bears don't have a lot of flexibility. And I know you're going to say cap is crap. Look at what the Rams just did. And, you know, you may have a point. But
thank you.
I just don't. It's not for every team. The Rams can do that kind of stuff because they don't really care. Other teams do.
I'm not giving up a number one for Matt Ryan.
No way.
I'm not doing it.
Not at this age.
No way.
But the fact that his wife is from Maine, that does have me thinking twice, though. I mean, I will say that. Brandon in Boston. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call. So hopefully the Patriots are listening to this. A good destination for a QB would be Blake Bortles, and I'll tell you why. This guy completed more in his 7 years than Matthew Stafford done in his 12. This guy is 2-1 in the postseason. He almost beat the Patriots in the AFC Championship. This guy is 6'5", can see the floor, can hit his players off, can rush the ball in. And a neat stat about Blake Bortles is he never turned the ball over in the postseason. You get him Brandon. For cheap, yeah, okay. And you can build around this guy.
Okay, it's that scouting report was a combination quarterback and stretch four. But go ahead.
Brandon, I just wanted to let you know, the Patriots and everybody else could have signed Blake Bortles like 15 times this season. If Blake Bortles was on the street, could have been signed by the Patriots, could have been put on their practice squad when rules were a little bit more flexible. They might not be next year. The Patriots showed absolutely zero interest in him. It's not happening.
See, but I'll tell you, though, like as he says the name, I have the same reaction both of you do. Mike, like I retch when I hear Blake Bortles. But I think that that's the kind of guy that they would get.
Yep.
So that's this is what's scary. I don't have faith that they are going to be able to put their egos aside and say, no, we got to get a player this time. At that position, we actually have to go get a player.
Tony, I don't retch about Blake Bortles. And actually, what their lack of interest in him and other guys like Blake Bortles this past year is part of my frustration with them. Like, okay, you went with Cam Newton, you went with Jared Stidham. They had you had 16 spots in the practice squad. They kept their one quarterback spot, and you could have had multiple. Why not bring in guys, bring them in for a tryout? Bring in Blake Bortles for a week. Let them work with the scout team. What do you like? What do you don't like? Maybe you see something. Bring in a whole bunch of different guys. Why didn't they do that? Instead, they kept that Jake Dolagala or whatever the heck his name is. On and off the practice squad, a guy who has no future. At least Blake Bortles has been in the AFC Championship game, and he does. He can run. He's got a good arm. He's probably got a 5-cent head, but who knows? Bring him in and see what's there. I just don't understand what the Patriots were doing at quarterback at all this entire season.
They got to do better than that. They got to do better than that.
George and Braintree, go ahead. You're up next.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Good afternoon. I just wanted to sing a quick 15 to 20 second song about the Bucks. All right, here it goes.
God, here we go.
Down by the bay, where the Tampa Bucks go, back to their home, the Super Bowl. For if they win, Bill Belichick will say, but did you see the defense?
Good job, Murray.
Murray, think you could incorporate that into your next bit there?
Leave it to the professionals, will you?
Yeah, thank you. Would you please?
Murray. Good job.
All right, let's get this right back on the rails, shall we? Tommy's in Lynn. What's up, Tommy?
What's up, boys? All right, Stafford, he didn't want to come here, boys, because the Patriots don't pay players and don't play the money that they want. What you guys' input?
Okay, Tommy, I think that came into play here, meaning, in other words, I still agree with Greg that money's going to win out for 99% of these players. That if it's a money thing, the Patriots can buy their way out of their sucky roster, their mean coach, their bad weather. It's the way it works in that league. 99% of the time, players go for the most guaranteed money. And so there's a way out of your personnel problem by spending. Stafford wasn't about money. It was a trade in which he was going to play under his existing contract, apparently. I don't think he's restructuring in L.A., or at least that was the report yesterday. So it's not like the Patriots could buy their way into that player. It was strictly on other things. And when it comes down to these other things, they might be in some trouble. They might be in some trouble, and I at least, you know, I still want to believe that some guys are going to want to come play for Bill Belichick. I can't believe he's lost all his luster. Maybe he has, or maybe he never had it. Maybe I've always overrated it. I'm still holding out hope for that, but it definitely wasn't the case with Stafford. That I'll tell you. I mean, that's obvious. How about Mike and Quincy? You're up next with Felger Maz and big boy Greg Bedard. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi there. Just weighing in on the I'm coming from a coaching perspective, but I'm on Team Brady. He elevates players around him, and he's done it with the worst rosters. He's done it with the – now he's doing it again. So that's why players – the Patriot way is non-existent anymore.
Okay, well, you agree with Danny Amendola. Greg Bedard has fought this hard. Have you come around at all on the fact, Greg, that Tom Brady elevates the play of his players, even on the other side of the ball?
And tune in Sunday to the Super Bowl. Watch Tom Brady walk across the Tampa Bay because he could walk on water.
I got it.
No.
He doesn't need the causeway. Yeah. No, he can walk on water. I get it.
He doesn't take his boat to the stadium. He just, you know, he just walks on water over there. No, I haven't come around on anything. I'm a teamist. Super Bowl, you get to a Super Bowl without a good roster, good coaches, good front office, all that stuff. Like, do I think Tom Brady put the team over the top and maybe to get to the Super Bowl? Yeah, maybe. But look,
maybe
if you want to call Tom Brady the GOAT for anything, he's the GOAT in personnel because he saw this coming. He told Jason Light and Bruce Arians when they were talking to him during free agency, he said, because he studied them, he said, I think we have a chance to be special. Tom Brady was right. And this roster was primed, ready for a guy like Tom Brady. Do I think they could have reached the Super Bowl with other quarterbacks? Yeah, I do.
See, this is another part, too. Like, I think Brady's a better judge of talent than Belichick is now, for crying out loud. I look at it and say, Brady can look at a roster and he can identify a guy who can play right away, and Bill can't. Like, that bugs me, too.
But, Bedard, again, just to reset, you think Tom Brady maybe put them over the top? Maybe.
Yeah, and I think that there were other quarterbacks that could have taken the Tampa Bay Bucs to the
And who are these quarterbacks? Please list them.
I don't know. Name some, and okay, I'll tell you yes or no. Obviously.
Okay, give me another one.
Aaron Rodgers?
Nope, not a winner.
Sean Watson?
Nope.
Maybe Matthew Stafford, maybe.
You don't even believe that. And Deshaun Watson, I didn't mean to, you know, sound the buzzer so quickly. He's an excellent player. I just, you know, it's not like he's won at the postseason level either. It's, you know, what you need is that combination of talent and juice and belief and that intangible that I just can't put on a spreadsheet for you, Greg Bedard. And if you don't believe it, you don't believe it. I'm sorry. I don't know how many, you know, how many games Brady has to win and how many times he has to
Russell
get to this
Wilson.
Level before he realizes that might be another one.
Yeah, Wilson's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
But Greg, don't underestimate the having won part of it, because that affects people differently. Guys who haven't won look at quarterbacks who have and they say that guy can take us there. And so a guy, and I love Watson too. I think Watson, I thought, was a winner in college. I think he still has that quotient. There's no question about it. But the fact is that until it's actually there, he doesn't benefit from it.
Okay, here's a quick update from Murray.
I mean, I don't know how guys like Rex Grossman and Nick Foles, you know, went to Super Bowls. You know, I just don't understand.
I'm going to ignore that comment
because
we need an update here from Big Jim Murray. No commercials, and we're right back with Greg Bedard and his wonderful musings.
This Sports Hub on-demand content is brought to you by Cape Cod Cafe Pizza. Perfect for dinner, whether you cook it in the oven or on the grill. So next time you're out, grab a few Cape Cod Cafe pizzas. They're available at your local grocery's frozen food section, or just order them online at CapeCodCafePizza.com. Have it shipped directly to you to enjoy it.